For a number of years now, spring has been about the return of Orioles. How is it that they know where to find their favorite food sources? Today, Gene Andrews describes an encounter with an Oriole who wanted things just so. This is A Walk in the Park.
I happened to be home when I heard a familiar call. I took notice and dropped what I was doing to investigate. There are many new bird calls in the spring as mating pairs establish their territories. The cardinals are whistling before dawn, the red-winged blackbirds are screeching, and the Carolina wrens are making a racket. But it's this one call that made me drop everything to take a look. Without too much effort, there in the tree was a bright orange and black male oriole calling directly to me. My husband had put out some fresh grape jelly in the same feeder that we used last year, but it was hung in a different place. Construction of our new deck was completed last fall, so the returning Orioles might have been a little thrown off. There was no action near the feeder, but that Oriole continued to call. Was that 30-foot difference in the feeder's location from last year that objectionable? It made me think back many years when my husband took me geocaching. Like Red finding Andy's letter in a metal box hidden under a certain rock under a certain tree in the movie The Shawshank Redemption, geocaching steers people to hidden boxes using latitude and longitude coordinates, now measured from our phones. The coordinates are very exact to find the treasure, and 1 foot in either direction would be off target. I wondered if that Oriole's return coordinates were also that exact, and he wanted the feeder to be exactly where it was last year. Without a second thought, I grabbed my power drill, some hardware, and a 2x2 post and went to work creating a feeder station for that Oriole, who continued to call while I assembled. When I moved the Oriole feeder the 30 feet to the new location, it wasn't 2 minutes before he was on it. Not an hour later, 4 male Orioles were jostling for position. I'd like to think that that Oriole was in some way communicating with me. I had important stuff to do, but the message was loud and clear. He had traveled a long way to find his favorite jelly spot, now even better than he remembered it.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Gene Andrews. A Walk in the Park is broadcast each week at this time, right here on the classical station 95.9 FM, WCRI, and online at classical959.com.